allowing the mattress of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the bedding, the spread of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said it was made out of leather skin, animal skin, and it was stuffed with date leaves and date fiber. In other words, the mattress of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in those days they had wool that the people of wealth used to use. They stuffed their bedding with wool to make it soft, and those people that were living simple lives, because it was so easily available, these date leaves and the date fiber, so the poor would generally use that. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose that for himself. Imagine the king of all kings, his mattress was made of the cheapest, the freely available material. In other words, this was the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, not desiring any luxuries of this world. The other hadith we did, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala kunna julusan ma rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasalam idh jaa rajulu min al-ansari fasallama alayhi. Yeah, we learned from this hadith the etiquette of visiting the sick and the importance also of visiting the sick despite what condition you may be in. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that once we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man from the Ansar came, فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ, he came and he made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ الْأَنْصَارِيُّ, and now he was turning to go away, this person. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَخَ الْأَنْصَارِ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed him, O my Ansari brother, كيف أخي سعد بن عبادة, and how is my brother سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه. From here we learn that if somebody comes and he knows somebody that we might also know, or he knows he's in contact with somebody, it's good to find out how is that person keeping, how is your father feeling, how is your uncle feeling, how is this one feeling. So Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام asked him that how is our brother سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه. فقال صالح, so he gave this answer, يا صالح. صالح means the person is okay, he's doing well. But he said it with the hope that inshallah, because of the barakat of me saying this, then he'll get better. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew that he was not well. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ يَعُودُهُ مِنْكُمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam announced to the people around him that who will come, which one of you will come to visit him. فَقَامَ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood up. وَقُمْنَا مَعُهُ, we stood up with him. وَنَحْنُ بِضْعَةَ عَشَرَ. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrating that we are about 10 or just more than 10 people that were there. مَا عَلَيْنَا نِعَالٌ, we didn't have any shoes to wear. وَلَا خِفَافٌ, we didn't have any leather socks to wear. وَلَا قَلَانِسُ, so at that time we didn't even have any topis to wear. وَلَا قُمُسُ, we didn't have any upper garment, any shirt, kurta to wear. نَمْشِي فِي تِلْكَ السِّبَاخِ حَتَّى جِئْنَاهُ فَاسْتَأْخَرَ قَوْمُهُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِ حَتَّى دَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَصْحَابُهُ الَّذِينَ مَعَهُ رَوَى مُسْلِمٌ. Then he says, we walked in this condition, no shoes, no leather socks, no upper garment, but we still went. In other words, simple people, in a style that there was no haraj and no takalluf, that I must be looking so good, I must have such a type of shoe to visit this type of person. Nothing like that. He and Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu was a leader of the Ansar. So yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit him in this condition. He said, we traversed that stony, barren land like this, difficult terrain to walk on barefoot, but yet we walked barefoot to visit him. And when we came there also, this is why the people loved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so much. He was down to earth. He was a people's man, literally. Literally, and he would move with them, he would do things with them, he would cry with them, and he would laugh with them also. So he's saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came in this condition, the people around Sa'd ibn Ubadah, they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and they just moved away to make way for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and his companions to come. Then he says, فَاسْتَأْخَرَ قَوْمٌ حَتَّى دَنَا رَسُلُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his sahaba went close to the sick person, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu. That shows that when you're visiting somebody also, a sick person especially, then try and sit close to him so that he doesn't have to strain himself to speak. Because when a person is sick, then every ounce of energy, it's good for him to try and preserve that energy. So now we're sitting far away in the lounge suite that is far there, or the seat that is quite far, not close to him. Now he has to use an extra effort to speak. And then for him to listen also now becomes extra effort. So the akhlaq of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us that we should go close and make it easy for the sick person also. Another thing we learn from here, from this hadith, is those people that are around, out of ikram for the visitors that are coming to visit the sick, they should just move away. Not that the sick person should be crowded. I mean, everyone can crowd around the sick person, but he won't feel so comfortable. So those that were around him, they moved away to make way for the sick, for the other people that are coming in. So the sick person now is not overcrowded. So this is also from the etiquette of visiting a sick person. Today's hadith, an Imran ibn al-Husayn radiallahu anhum, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Often we hear this in the khutbah, this hadith. Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu anhuma, he reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the best era is my era. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Sahaba that the best era is my era. And ulama explained this word qarn can mean either 40 years or 100 years. So in other words, that type of period we're looking at. ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونَهُمْ Then is the next era immediately after my era, and then the next era after that era. قال عمران, Imran, the person who's relating the hadith, said, فَمَا أَدْرِي قَالَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَرَّتَيْنِ أَوْ ثَلَاثًا I'm not 100% sure when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said two times, or he said three times. In other words, then the next era, and then the next era, or he added one more and said, and then the following era, after that. So ulama are unanimous that this qarni that Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is talking about is that period when Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with Sahaba, and others say that over and above that period when the Khulafa'i Rashidin went, meaning Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Uthman, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, that period is known as the Khair al-Qurun, the best of periods. Anyway, he says, ثُمَّ يَكُونُ بَعْدَهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَشْهَدُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَشْهَدُونَ Sometimes when we read this hadith, we think that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so apt in what he said. He said, after that you'll get people, they will give testimony and they won't even be asked to give testimony. In other words, they'll be so brazen just to appearance in court, they'll be so brazen just to come on somebody's path without even being asked. Because the normal procedure was, a person is asked to come as a witness, to come give some kind of testimony on behalf of somebody, so he comes as a witness. He's been asked to come as a witness. Yeah, a person won't even be asked to come as a witness, but people will become so brazen in their lying, they become so dishonest, that even a person who's not even asked to come as a witness, he will come to witness on somebody else's part so that person can incorrectly get the favor or get the judgment. Then, وَيَخُونُونَ وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ People will become dishonest, people will become deceiving. وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ And you won't be able to trust anybody. In other words, person will promise this, or his style will be such that he'll give you an impression of something, but that person in reality can't be trusted. وَيَنْذِرُونَ وَلَا يُفُونَ A person will make a promise and he won't fulfill the promise. I'm coming tomorrow, or I'll make payment tomorrow, or I'm going to do this tomorrow. A person keeps promising, and the hadith is saying, وَلَا يُفُونَ He doesn't fulfill his promises. As though that era will come, then people's promises will mean nothing. In that time, even the speech and the words of the munafiqeen and the kuffar were capable of being trusted. People could trust what the kuffar was saying. Imagine, they were also ashamed. They had that level of haya that we also can't lie because it will bring some type of embarrassment to us, the kuffar of that time. Now a Muslim also can't be trusted. So this is what this beautiful hadith is saying, that people will say and they'll give all types of promises, but they won't fulfill the promises. وَيَذْهَرُ فِيهِمُ السِّمَنِ And the next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that would obesity will be apparent amongst the people. This is so relevant, especially in our country. One is the literal meaning of this hadith, that people will be indulging so much now in luxuries of this world as far as food is concerned, as far as other luxuries. Now they won't be exercising anymore. They won't be living a fit life anymore. So now on people's bodies, it will become apparent this level of obesity. Today you see how many people are suffering from sugar, how many people are suffering from pressure, all types of sicknesses that are linked to the obesity people are suffering from. Why? Because this body is not being looked after. One explanation. Next explanation, ulama give this, وَيَذْهَرُ فِيهِمُ السِّمَنِ That obesity will become apparent on people, meaning this how a obese person is generally, not all, how obese people are generally not concerned about the welfare of their health. In other words, taking care of their health. Like that, people will not be concerned about taking care of their deen. So this is the tashbih, this is the example Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving, like how a person who's obese is not okay, he's more interested in eating, drinking, enjoying luxuries, enjoying sweet foods, etc., etc. So just how that person is not cared about his deen, this people will come, they won't, the person not cared about his health, these people won't be cared about their deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. How apt is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these things can be said today and seen today. And all these things are found people who just speak without fulfilling the promises, without being honest. You can't trust a person, he'll be betrayed. And a man will make a promise, he won't keep up to it. And generally around us we'll see it is a high level of obesity. In other words, people are not cared about their health so much. They're not cared about looking after that amanah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And people generally are not cared about the looking after the welfare of deen. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.